I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1909. And on this tragic day, 259 coal miners died in a mine in Cherry, Illinois. The Chicago, Milwaukee, and St. Paul Railroad opened the mine in 1905 to supply coal for their trains. Most of the miners were immigrants, primarily Italian. Many could not speak English. An electrical outage earlier that week forced the miners to light kerosene lanterns and torches. A coal car filled with hay caught on fire from one of the wall lanterns. The blaze spread to timbers supporting the mine. One of the survivors remembered, "We stopped working as usual shortly before 3:30 and set out for the shaft. After we had proceeded about a half a mile toward the shaft, we detected a faint odor of smoke, which became more marked as we advanced, until it was almost unendurable. Then we knew the mine was on fire and that there was danger ahead. Many of the miners did make their way to the surface, and some then returned to the mine to aid others. Heroic volunteers attempted to rescue the trapped miners. 12 rescuers died. The mine shafts were closed off to smother the fire, but this caused many miners to suffocate from the mixture of carbon dioxide and nitrogen which built up. One small group of miners were able to survive 8 days until their rescue by building a wall to seal out the fire and poisonous gases. They drank water leaking from a coal seam. As a result of this disaster, the Illinois legislature established stronger mine safety regulations. They passed a law that later developed into the Illinois Workmen's Compensation Act.
Cherry, you're cherry, so soft on your heart. Not everyone knows of the story inside. At the turn of the century, 1909.
Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.